Hello, and a very warm welcome to all our listeners out there. This is your host with the most, coming to you from the heart of Writers ER, where we turn academic challenges into triumphs. Today, we're diving into a topic that's as real as it gets in the world of PhD programs, the twin hurdles of stress and anxiety. Let's face it, beginning a PhD journey can feel like steering a ship through uncharted waters, but fear not. Because here at Writers ER, we've got your back every step of the way. In this episode, we're not just going to talk about stress and anxiety, we're going to tackle them head on with some down-to-earth practical strategies that you can start using today. So whether you're knee-deep in research or just starting to outline your dissertation, this podcast is your go-to guide for keeping calm and carrying on. Let's roll up our sleeves and dive right in. You know, I was chatting with a friend the other day, someone just like many of you out there. He's deep in the trenches of his PhD program, and he tells me, it's like every day I'm juggling a dozen balls in the air, research, writing, meetings, not to mention my personal life. And I thought, isn't that the perfect picture of a PhD student's life? It's a tough journey, no doubt about it. The workload can feel like a mountain, deadlines loom like storm clouds, and let's not even start on the expectations from advisors, peers, ourselves. It's a cocktail of stress that can keep even the best of us up at night. But here's the thing. Every one of you listening in, you're not alone in this. We've all felt that weight, that pressure. It's part and parcel of the path you've chosen. And while that path is challenging, it's also incredibly rewarding. Remember, it's not just about the destination. It's about growing and learning through the journey. So take a deep breath. And let's walk through this together, one step at a time. Now let's take a moment to understand our uninvited guests, stress and anxiety. Think of stress as that feeling you get when you're under pressure. A little bit of it, actually not bad. It's like that cup of coffee in the morning, giving you a nudge to get things done. But here's the catch. When stress overstays its welcome, it turns into anxiety. That's when the worries and fears start taking over. And suddenly you're not just pushing to meet a deadline, you're fretting over everything, and it can feel overwhelming. The key here is balance. A bit of stress can keep you motivated, but too much, and it's like running a car engine in overdrive. Not good for the car, not good for you. Recognizing the early signs is crucial. Feeling edgy more often than not, having trouble sleeping, these little signals are your body's way of saying, hey, let's ease up a bit. So as we move forward, remember, understanding stress and anxiety is the first step in managing them. It's about listening to yourself and knowing when it's time to take a break or seek help. Together, we'll explore how to do just that. Let's jump into our first strategy for tackling those PhD challenges, structured planning. It's like dealing with a busy week. You wouldn't just wing it, you'd plan it out. Same goes for your dissertation. Start by breaking your big project into smaller, more manageable tasks. It's like sorting out a big closet. You wouldn't just throw everything in at once. Instead, you'd organize it shelf by shelf, item by item. This method reduces the overwhelm and makes the task feel a lot more manageable. Now let's talk about a tool that can be a game changer, the Gantt chart. It's essentially a visual planner. You map out your tasks against time, creating a clear timeline of what needs to be done and by when. It's like having a roadmap for your dissertation, helping you stay on course without getting lost in the details. I recall a student who was working on a complex research project while managing family responsibilities. Initially, it seemed like too much to handle. But with a Gantt chart, she organized her tasks, set achievable deadlines, and managed to balance her research and family life effectively. It was a testament to the power of structured visual planning. So, why not give structured planning a shot? Break down your tasks, plot them out, and transform that overwhelming project into a series of manageable steps. You'll be amazed at how much smoother your journey becomes. Now let's chat about our second strategy, establishing a support network. It's like having a team in a sport. You're the star player, but you need a solid team behind you. First, mentors and academic advisors. They're like your personal coaches. They've been where you are and know the game. Leverage their experience, have regular meetings, be open about your challenges, and soak up their advice. And don't forget about your dissertation committee. They're not just there for the final review, they're a resource throughout your journey. Keep them updated, ask for feedback, and use their expertise to guide your research. Next up, peers and study groups. Imagine a group of climbers, all aiming for the same summit. They share tips, encourage each other, and celebrate each small victory. Joining or creating a study group or writing circle can do the same for you. Discuss ideas, review each other's work, and keep each other motivated. It's about building a community where everyone grows together. And let's not forget family and friends, your cheerleaders. Share your goals with them, involve them in your journey. Their support and understanding are crucial, especially during those tough times. Building a support network is about surrounding yourself with the right people, those who inspire you, push you, and stand by you. So reach out, connect, and build your team. Together, you're stronger. Moving on to our third strategy, let's talk about self-care and mindfulness. It's like maintaining a car. You can't expect it to run smoothly without regular care and maintenance. First up, physical health. It plays a huge role in how we handle stress. Regular exercise, even just a brisk walk or a bit of stretching, can work wonders. It's like giving your brain a mini vacation. And let's not forget about what we eat. A well-balanced diet is fuel for both the body and the mind. Think of it as putting premium fuel in your tank. Now let's ease into mindfulness and relaxation techniques. These can be as simple as taking 5 minutes to just breathe deeply and clear your mind. It's like hitting the pause button in the middle of a hectic day. Or try something like yoga or meditation. They're great for keeping both your mind and body flexible and focused. I remember a time during my own PhD journey. The stress was piling up and I felt like I was in over my head. That's when I started practicing mindfulness daily. It was a game changer. Those few minutes of quiet and reflection made a huge difference in my stress levels and overall well-being. So take some time for yourself. Prioritize your health. Practice mindfulness. It's not just about getting through your PhD. It's about enjoying the journey and staying well while you do it. All right, let's dive into our fourth strategy, setting realistic expectations. It's like planning a road trip. You wouldn't expect to drive from coast to coast in a day, right? It's important to set goals that are achievable. It's easy to fall into the trap of perfectionism, especially in academia. But remember, perfect is often the enemy of good. Aiming for excellence is one thing. Expecting flawless work every time is another. It's like trying to bake the perfect cake on the first try. It's not just stressful, it's unnecessary. Now let's talk about the fear of failure. It's natural to worry about not meeting expectations, but it's also important to realize that setbacks are part of the journey. They're not the end of the road, they're learning opportunities. I recall a student I worked with. She was incredibly hard on herself, always aiming for perfection. It took a toll on her well-being. We worked together to adjust her expectations, to focus on progress, not perfection. Gradually, she learned to celebrate small victories, and it transformed her PhD journey. She became happier, more productive, and guess what? Her work actually improved. So set goals that challenge you, but also allow room for the ups and downs of research. Embrace the journey, imperfections and all, and you'll find the journey much more rewarding. As we near the end of today's episode, I want you to reflect on a few questions. How do you currently manage stress and anxiety in your PhD journey? What strategies have worked for you and what hasn't? I'd love to hear your stories and strategies. Share them with us on social media, tag WritersER, and let's create a community of support and exchange. And if you're looking for more personalized advice or want to share your feedback, don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to help you navigate this journey. Now let's quickly recap the strategies we've discussed today. We talked about structured planning, the importance of a support network, self-care and mindfulness, and setting realistic expectations. Remember, dealing with stress and anxiety is not about eliminating them completely, it's about managing them effectively. So as you continue on your PhD path, keep in mind that these challenges are manageable. You've got the tools and more importantly, you've got the strength. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. It's been a pleasure sharing this time with you. And before we sign off, don't forget to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed not one, but two dissertations in 6 months. This playbook is a treasure trove of insights and tips, and you can download it at writerser.com/playbook. Until next time, keep making strides, keep learning, and remember, you're not just writing a dissertation, you're building a future. Take care.